You think because my voice is half gone that I'm going to have a very short sermon. Well, I have news for you. You know, we trads oftentimes do not have very much of a sense of humor. We need to laugh more as well as pray more. Life is meant not to be hell, but to be the precursor of heaven. Hopefully, never the precursor of hell. Now, there are some who make it that, and that's their problem. We need to pray for them for their conversion. But today, on the one hand, we have the letter of St. Paul the Apostle to the Galatians. And, of course, that's a very interesting epistle in itself. And you should read it from top to bottom. It's not very long. But here we have a discrepancy, a divergence, a dichotomy. Our Lord, through St. Paul, speaks of the fact that Abraham had two children. Of course, to this day, we're still having wars between one and the other. The first one was because Sarah could not have children, or so they thought. She gave him, and that was acceptable in those days, not today, so don't try it. She gave her maid, Hagar, with which to have a son. And he did. And of course, this son was, according to tradition, the antecedent, the ancestor of the Arabs, who are mostly now Muslims. So you take that wherever you want. Like I said, the war is still going on, 6,000 years. And then, in the meantime, you have to remember the three persons of the Trinity that looked like angels visited Abraham and Sarah. And he said, next time we will come back and you will have a son. And of course, this son was Israel, the antecedent of all Israel, also ours, because we are the continuation of Israel. We are the chosen people. They gave it up, Christ gave it to us. The chosen people are those who belong to the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. And so, here we see the two groups. And even to this day, there are many divisions and many things going on. Of course, in this day and age, we have those who are traditional, those who are Catholic, and then we have those who have gone after the Protestant ways. And we need to pray for them too. And then we have here in the Gospel one of the many miracles that our Lord Jesus Christ wrought. And there are at least two times in the Gospels that he performed the multiplication of loaves and fishes. And our Lord saw a great multitude. And of course, he knew what he was going to do. He knows everything. He knows when somebody is going to be our friend or our enemy, when they're going to break their word or keep their word. He knows everything. We don't, and we just have to deal with it and follow Christ, not anything or anybody else. And so, but there was a huge crowd, and Jesus knew all about it. But he asked them deliberately to see what they would say, what they would do, just as he oftentimes asks us in different ways in our lives. Where are we going to get so much to feed all these people? Where can we buy it, he said. Now, they were in the middle of nowhere. This is not 21st century America, where you have stores that are open 24 hours. There's no Walmart, no Publix, no Winn-Dixie. Oh, Winn-Dixie had been bought out by Aldi's from Germany. So there's no Winn-Dixie at all. But anyway, you have to know what's going on in the world. And so he knew what he was going to do. So the apostle Philip, and he appears in several instances in the Gospels, mainly dealing with those who are not Catholic, who are not part of the followers of Christ. And he says, where are we going to get so much? And the Lord asks Philip, and he says, well, there is a young boy here who has some bread, 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now, how can you feed 10 people, much less 10,000 or 20,000 or 30,000, as they probably were? And so our Lord says, okay, that's wonderful. Bring him over here. And he blesses them. Because you must remember, because many people don't, even super drads, that you need to say grace before and after meals. You don't just eat like a pagan, like a dog or a cat. Tanky dog and fluffy cat don't say grace. They're animals. We need to say grace. Privately or publicly, no matter where we are. And we give good example. Whenever I'm out in a restaurant, oftentimes they're Protestants. And sometimes they have good things that we should imitate. But oftentimes I see a family that they all bow their heads and pray before they eat. That is very inspiring. But we need to do the same thing for them. We need to make the sign of the cross and say the blessing before meals and after meals. They don't do that. And so our Lord has them sit down. He blesses the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and then he starts giving it out. And they all had enough, and there were 12 baskets filled of leftovers. Now there's another instance where there were 7. And the numbers are not coincidence. 7. 7 days it took to build the world. 7 sacraments of grace, the channels of grace to us. And then 5. Our Lord uses the number 5 on different occasions. Here there's 12. 12 tribes of Israel. 12 tribes of the new Israel, the church, with each of the apostles at its head, where they would judge us in heaven at the end of time. Are we going to go there or not? And so they all ate and were satisfied. This is the same Lord who shortly is about to be arrested and tortured and killed. This happened just around the same time as this, the Tare Sunday. 2 weeks away from Palm Sunday. 3 weeks away from Easter Sunday. All these things are very well planned out by our Lord, who knows everything. And so today, we need to use wisely the time that is left of us of Lent. I hope we have been already. And everything that comes to us, just as this laryngitis that came all of a sudden. And if that's what God wants, praise be to God. The penances that we choose for ourselves usually are worthless. The penances that God sends us, and there are many. And for me, there are many, many more than you can imagine. And for this parish, which is being ferociously attacked by Satan, there are many. But the penances that God sends us are very, very wonderful. And if we accept them with humility and with love, we shall get many graces. Do not waste them. Do not waste Lent or the time that God has given us. This could be your last Lent. This could be my last Lent. Let us not waste it. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.